Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Warren County Deputy Randy Spurr about organizing the 2020 Warren County Polar Plunge. I believe this is the 14th year of the Polar Plunge here in Warren County, and my first experience with it last year, and it was so much fun. So kind of talk about putting it together a little bit, the reception from last year, and just what people should know if maybe it was their first event last year, and just all the fun that we had.
Okay, you're right. It is our 14th year this year. And last year we had raised a lot of money. We raised about $35,000 for Special Olympics. And all the money that we raised goes back to Special Olympics. Last year we cut the ice, jumped in, and had to climb out a ladder to get back out of the ice because it was so thick and so deep. We anticipate doing the same thing this year. And this year it's going to be on February 29th on a Saturday. Plunges at noon out at Lake Okwabi. Pre-registration will be Friday night before the 28th from 5 o'clock until 6:30. And then you can also register the day of the event out at the lake from 10:45 to about 11:30.
All right. Well, just for those who don't know, the Polar Plunge, you basically jump into the water, right? And it's freezing temperatures, but it's all for a good cause.
It is. All the money goes back to Special Olympics. It helps the 16,000 athletes in Iowa that have intellectual disabilities. And we actually have athletes that plunge with us as well. So that makes it even more fun and more rewarding when we have the athletes jumping with us.
Well, talk about you getting started with this, why it's such a fun event to put together, and the support that you receive from Special Olympics Iowa.
I started Special Olympics about 20 years ago and just started doing some of the other events. And then I started hosting this plunge 14 years ago. And there's events all over year-round throughout the state, and law enforcement puts all of them on just to continue to raise money for and awareness of Special Olympics.
Well, talk about your community partners this year. There's still opportunities for people to join in, but it's obviously not just a one-man crew. It takes the whole community.
It does. We have sponsors around all around Warren County. We have several sponsors that promote this. And anytime they want to be a sponsor, you can be a sponsor for $250, for a listing, $500, for a your logo on all of our information, then it goes on up from there, $1,000 and on up.
All right, well, talk a little bit about how people can participate. You can do it as an individual. It's easier to join a team. People like to dress up and stuff. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you can do it in a number of ways. You can contact me through the Warren County Sheriff's Office. You can contact Special Olympics Iowa. You can start your own teams. You can join a team that's existing. And all of the information is on the Special Olympic website. You can go through it's www.soia.org/plunge, or just go to their website and you can find their information on there as well.
I remember last year there were a lot of fun themed costumes. I think that makes it a little bit easier, right? What are some of the things that you've seen for people to kind of get together and be as a team jumping in a little bit?
Sure. We've had schools get involved, and they will come as their representative of their school, whatever their mascot is. We've had Reno 911, Teletubbies, cartoon characters, superheroes, any number of things. It's whatever you can create or use your imagination for.
Well, I know that there's some help from the fire departments as well. Talk about their contributions, making sure people stay as safe as possible.
Yeah, the Indianola Fire Department comes out, and they are on standby for us. And then they're there if we ever would need them. And we also have a dive team that comes out. The dive team is in the water, and they actually will cut the ice if we need. And then they're in the water to make sure that everybody stays safe and we have no issues.
All right, we'll kind of talk about people register if they want to participate. I know you went over that, but just one more time, how could people participate if they want to, and how should they get involved?
The pre-registration is going to be at the Warren County Administration Building. You can come in there Friday night, the 28th, from 5 to 6:30. That's at 301 North Buxton. Or you can also register the day of the event at just come out to Lake Okwabi and do that. Or you can get on the website under Special Olympics Iowa, and you can register there as well. Or you can contact the Sheriff's Office at 515-961-1122, and you can ask us, and we can help you get registered as well.
Once again, that was Chief Deputy Randy Spurr discussing the Warren County Polar Plunge. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.